With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, 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 on today's Practical Pro Musician, why giving people not what they're asking for might actually help you out in your music career. Let's talk about it. Stay tuned. We love playing music, but it seems like the odds of making a living as a professional musician are about as high as winning the lottery. So the big question is this: how do musicians like us, with jobs, families, and responsibilities, get from where we are today to making a practical living playing music we love? Well, my name is Daniel Hadaway, and this show will give you the answers. This is the Practical Pro Musician. Well, hey there once again. Welcome back to the Practical Pro Musician. My name is Daniel Hadaway, aka the Music Career Coach. I don't say that much anymore. I should say that more often. That's kind of like what I've branded myself as, is the Music Career Coach, which means I'm here for you. I'm coaching you on your music career. I hope you're doing well. I've got a doozy for you today. This is going to be a little bit of a mind melt, but it really won't be. It's not that crazy. But I want to talk about something that's could be, if you can master this, this might be maybe one of the most useful things you'll ever have in your music career. Could be one of the most impactful things. Tools in your music career that you'll have. And this is something about yourself that you can kind of work on and develop and master. And then if you can master this honestly, and you're not just an absolute terrible player, you probably will be all set in your music career. So what I wanted to tell you about is a couple of weeks ago, I had this group. And again, I've talked about this all the time, and I hate to do this because it's not open right now. There's enrollment's not open right now, so you can't get in right now if you're listening to this live. Maybe if you're listening to this in the future, it'll be around. But I have this group, the Pro Musician Alliance, that is a membership group that I've got about, I think there's about 50 or 60 of us in there right now, maybe 80. I'm not sure the number. I don't look at the number enough. I'm a business owner. I should look at my numbers, but I don't want enough. There's a few of us in there, and we do something. Basically, what it is that every week we have something we do together as a group that helps us all in our music career. So some weeks it's like a short masterclass. Sometimes it's a checklist. There's different things we do each week. One thing we do every month, though, is a meetup, like a virtual meetup. And what's funny about that is that I did one a couple of weeks ago, or like last week, depending on when this actually airs. And I changed formats, and I asked everyone, hey, should we do it this other way? Cause I think everyone might enjoy this differently if we do it through like a different platform where everyone can see each other, all this kinds of things. Everyone was like, yeah, it sounds great. Let's do that. Lots of great feedback. Everyone said yes. And then the time came to do it. And so I show up live and I'm waiting. And no one showed up for it. And, which is fine. Cause like some people might be disappointed by that, but I'm honestly not. Like I actually, part of the reason why the group is not open right now is because this first group of people that we have in there, what I'm calling founders, and they're actually helping me shape what this is going to be for everybody. And so this is kind of like experimenting where you try something and you say, you know what, that didn't work. Let's try something else. Because what I want is I want people to get the most out of this group as possible. And so there's going to be things like this that happen where it doesn't work exactly the way you hope it will, or you learn that maybe there's a better way to do things. And so what's funny though about this, and this is what got me thinking about music and playing in a band or playing for an artist or a producer or anything like that, is, you know, a lot of people said, yes, I want to do it this way. That sounds great. And then when the time came to do it, no one showed up. And this may not be a perfect example of this because there's a lot of reasons why people didn't show up. Maybe it's just the time didn't work out. Maybe they forgot. Who knows? Lots of things could have happened. But what I've learned a lot, and this is definitely true in my music career from a playing perspective, is I've learned that a lot of times people will say they want one thing, but what they actually want is something different. And it's not because they are not telling the truth. It's not that. It's that sometimes the people's words they choose to describe what they think don't sound to me or to you the way that they think they sound to them. And so what that means is a lot of times in a musical setting, there's can be a communication gap between a band leader, an artist, a producer, and the musicians, because they are saying, I want you to play this one thing, and they don't really mean what you hear them saying. I can't tell you how many times I've been in the studio specifically where a producer has asked me to play something and they've used a word like, oh, play it like James Brown. And in my mind, what I think of what I hear James Brown, I'm a drummer, so I think of what James Brown's drummers play drums like, the producer might be actually saying, be thinking of the way that James Brown's guitar players played, and he's asking me to play drums the way James Brown's guitar players play guitar, which is like a lot smoother and a lot different from a musical perspective. But all those extra words weren't in there, and so there's a communication gap there. And so what I've learned, and this is something like, for example, with many different producers that I've worked with, the more I work with them, the more I really stop listening to what they say to me, and I start doing what I think they deep down inside want, which are sometimes very different things, which is funny because in like a situation like if we take this play like James Brown example, if a producer that I know really well were to say, play like James Brown for me. And I play in my mind what I think sounds nothing like the way James Brown plays drums, but I know that when he says that, what he's really thinking of is something different. What ends up happening is to another drummer listening in on that whole session, they might listen to that whole session and they might hear the producer say, play like James Brown. Then they might hear me play drums and it sounds to them nothing like James Brown. But then the producer is like, yes, that's exactly what I wanted. And it's like the other person listening would be like, am I in the Twilight Zone? What he asked for and what that drummer played sound nothing like each other, but the producer's thrilled and says that's exactly what he wanted. What is going on here? And it's because in that situation, I would have learned what the producer actually wants, which is actually different than what they say they want. So as you kind of get into situations where you might be the new guy in the band or the new girl in the band, start looking for body language, the actions, other cues other than what people are saying to inform how you fit in with that band or that musical situation and how you play. And the more that you can start to be aware of those things, start to perceive those things, start to remember and internalize those things, the more you can not only start to give people what they really want when they're asking for it, but sometimes you can start to give them what they want before they even ask for it. Which in that situation is awesome, because to someone who doesn't play your instrument, whatever that instrument is, it's kind of like having a magic trick up your sleeve. It's like, you know how it's done, you know what you're doing, but to that other person who doesn't play your instrument, but is kind of overseeing the musical situation you're in, if you can do that, if you can play what you think they want before they ask for it, it's like magic to them. It's like the most inspirational thing in the world. And then if you can do that, they will think that you are the most talented musician they have ever worked with in their life. And they will be instantly sold on having you play with them on as many projects for as long as possible. So just start to be more aware and more receptive and understanding of what people are doing, not just what they're saying around you in musical situations. And you might be surprised what other people think of your playing. They might even think you're better than you think you are. All right. So that's all I've got for you this week. I'm so glad you could join me. Thanks for joining me. And we'll connect again, hopefully next week, right here at the same time here on The Practical Pro Musician. Bye for now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.